you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very distinguished guest joining my show. His name is Dr. Ryan Davis. He is a medical doctor and psychiatrist and founder of the Mind Health Institute out there in Beverly Hills, California. So we're going to find out all about Dr. Davis and what exactly his Mind Health Institute is doing for the fine folks of Beverly Hills. So let's introduce him to the show now. Dr. Davis, welcome.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're very welcome. So Dr. Davis, could you tell me a little bit about the Mind Health Institute and what sort of issues you're helping the folks at Beverly Hills with?
Yeah, of course. So the Mind Health Institute is actually a grouping of 9 clinics throughout the Southern California location.
Wow.
Spanning from Calabasas to downtown Pasadena, Beverly Hills, Santa Monica, Newport Beach, and a few others as well. And so what we do is we are kind of a conglomerate of a number of different clinics that all kind of share one goal and one mission. And that's really to kind of serve our communities with all the mental health needs that come up in each location. So each clinic is going to be a little bit different, but kind of perfectly fit for each individual community.
And it seems like they're kind of well spread out. So regardless of kind of where you're located in the Beverly Hills, California area, you can definitely find a clinic that's relatively close to you with 9 of them.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, between Los Angeles County and Orange County, we're kind of spread out throughout.
Now, Dr. Davis, I imagine that you work primarily out of the Beverly Hills office?
Yeah. Personally, I work in Beverly Hills, Calabasas, and Santa Monica, but I would say that the Beverly Hills location is my main or our flagship.
Okay. Now, at your flagship, the Beverly Hills office, what do you see more prevalently coming through your doors? What sort of issues are the folks at Beverly Hills dealing with?
So I also, in addition to being an adult psychiatrist, also trained as a child psychiatrist. So about half of my patients are children and adolescents.
Wow.
So I see, you know, children, you know, as young as 4, 5, 6, up and through, you know, adulthood into, you know, some senior citizens. That being said, I see kind of a wide range of diagnoses and kind of issues to include, but not limited to, depression, anxiety, ADHD, some bipolar, other people that are just kind of struggling with day-to-day things that are looking more for therapy and not so much medication.
Right. So I actually really kind of love this idea because I think, like everyone else, we've all dealt with some kind of mental health issue or crisis in our life. So I was on actually medication for a very short period of time, and I did not like the way it felt at all. So what I did was I went and sought out therapy, and I started talking with a therapist that I really enjoyed. And through that, I actually feel much better. And a heck of a lot better than the medication ever made me feel. So I think what you guys are doing down there is fantastic. Now, do you specifically, do you not prescribe any medication at all, or will you, or are you licensed at least to prescribe if in cases where you feel like it's needed?
Yes, of course. As a, you know, board certified psychiatrist, I absolutely can and do prescribe medication. Mm-hmm. But it's sort of not my first line.
Right.
I think that you know, there's so many things to look at: diet, exercise, kind of just the way that you're interacting with your environment, be it, you know, kind of spending too much time on your phone or not sleeping enough or alcohol. You know, a lot of things can get in the way. And so I kind of look at a person as sort of a 360.
Right.
And try to figure out what interventions I can make, be they medication or environmental, that can really make a big impact. And, you know, talk therapy and different modalities of therapy are also a thing that I think is a really important piece of the treatment.
I 100% agree with you, actually, Dr. Davis. You, of course, are the doctor, so you would know better than I. But just from my my experience, it seems like I don't think a lot of people are privy to the fact that what you eat and how you exercise and how much sleep you get can actually have pretty extensive effects on the human brain.
Without a doubt. I mean, I think just this morning I saw somebody with a diagnosis of ADHD, and I started asking them a little bit about their sleep, and I found out they're only sleeping about 5-6 hours a night. And my question to them was, how do you expect your attention or focus to be good when you're chronically sleep deprived? And so my first thought was, let's try to figure out what's going on that they're not sleeping well, try to make some of those interventions, and then let's see if they still would test as ADHD.
Right, which I think is absolutely fantastic, because I don't have to tell you that a similar case like that could have very well have walked into the wrong psychiatrist office and have just been prescribed something like Ritalin or any of the other drugs or medications that they used to treat these diseases without actually getting a full diagnosis and finding out that, you know, maybe sleep is your issue.
Absolutely. I still find that, you know, sometimes we'll make all those other interventions. We'll get a tutor for the student. We will switch their diet. We'll switch, you know, some of the sleep hygiene things. But then at the end of the day, they still have a biologic, you know, diagnosis of ADHD, which right. will actually, you know, do pretty well with some of these stimulants like the Ritalin or the Adderall. But it should never be first line for a person.
Right. I love that. I love that approach to it, because, you know, some of these medications have some pretty interesting side effects, to say the least. And I love the fact that you kind of take the 360 approach and look at somebody full on before prescribing them stuff that they may or may not need. So I definitely appreciate that. Now, Dr. Davis, before we end the show, which we have to do in just about a minute, could you tell us a little bit about how we can find the Mind Health Institute in Beverly Hills on the net? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll go to www.mhi-b-horse.com. So that's mhi-bh.com.
Wonderful. Dr. Ryan Davis of the Mind Health Institute out of Beverly Hills, California. Thank you so much for coming on and giving us a little perspective into your professional life. And of course, giving me a lively discussion about all things mental health. I really appreciate it. And of course, wish you and your 9 clinics, oh my God, the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.